Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. We are live from Radio Row down in New Orleans. This place is starting to get packed now as everyone's piling in for Super Bowl week. We're enjoying our time down here. And what I'm trying to do is get everyone to realize that Jalen Hurts needs to outplay Patrick Mahomes on Sunday to bring a Lombardi back. This hour brought to you by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, you hear a squeal or grinding. Take your car to a locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. We got a big hour coming up here, Hugh. Colleen Wolf will join us at 12:45, and then 1:20 today, Greg Olson will be part of the show, and then we'll have Elliot for our final segment of the show as well. So a lot going on here. And let's talk a little about the head coach as well as Jalen Hurts. So Nick Sirianni, it's kind of interesting, Hugh. The other night, Jeff Lurie was talking about Sirianni, of course, asked a whole bunch of questions about his head coach that's in the Super Bowl. And he had an interesting thought on Sirianni, what his greatest strength is, how it also sometimes could be his weakness. Here's Nick Sirianni. Jeff Lurie, excuse me, on Nick Sirianni and his emotion that he shows in the sideline.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of his strengths, and at times it's one of his weaknesses. So he's human. I love his passion, his genuineness, you know, and his attention to detail is undervalued. It's extraordinary. He's a great teacher, and he's extremely invested, and he's just one of these very, very real people, and I appreciate it.
So there's Lurie talking
he
about Sirianni.
He's extremely invested. You know, I'm laughing because I'm pretty sure for Mr. Lurie, I think I know him a little bit. He had to get to that point. He had to workshop and get to that point.
To feel good about it or feel comfortable?
I mean, because, you know, it's funny. We all, say as parents, this analogy that we could all relate to.
Sure.
We as parents, perfect analogy, my daughter, when she was going to school, right, when we were picking her schools, she had all these schools.
College.
Yeah, these colleges that she had scholarships for, right? And so as a parent, I'm thinking, you know, we're going to one of these scholarship schools. She threw us a curveball. She went to a school that was not on the radar, and she had no rhyme or reason to want to go to that school. And as a parent, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Because I'm looking at it from my financial situation. I'm like, well, hell, we're going to school for free. Why all these other schools? And why are you going there? Because initially I thought she was chasing a little boy. She wasn't. She said, Dad, let me do my thing. And I was like, fine. And it turned out she graduated. She graduated on time. So that's the analogy. I say all that because this is what Nick Sirianni is. And probably for Jeffrey Lurie, it took him a while to adjust to it because he was loud. He was boisterous. At one point, it felt like he was rubbing everybody the wrong way, but he was getting results. And I say all that to say this. That's what it's about. This is a result-based business. And last night, talking to some guys that are from afar, that are football guys, a lot of them talking about they don't like Coach Sirianni, but he gets the job done.
They win.
And that's the most important thing throughout all of this is the fact that Coach Sirianni antics, whether you like him or not, has got us to this moment.
So so you go off your analogy. Like I always think with coaches, Hugh, I evaluate them not just on win-loss, like, what based on what you have, what do you do, right? If you have an 8-win roster and you win 8, I'm not mad at you, right? If you have an 8-win roster and you win 6, then you underachieve.
Yeah.
Sirianni, they've given him the best roster. And he's been in the Super Bowl two times out of 3 years. He's doing what he's supposed to do. And now the job is to capitalize and finish it. It kind of reminds me of a couple years ago. There was a clip of him on the sidelines because the refs told him to get back. He was in the area he's not supposed to be, and he said, "I know what I'm bleeping doing." That's kind of like the analogy with your daughter. Like, she knew what she was doing. She had a
sense of where she wanted to be.
And it worked. And it worked for her. And it's obviously worked for Sirianni. Let's hear Sirianni react to what Jeff Lurie said and the emotion he shows on the sidelines.
If you start to be somebody and act like somebody that you're not, I think the players see through that. You have to be genuine and you have to be who you are because, shoot, I'm in here a heck of a lot more than I'm at home. And so at some point, if I'm not being true to myself while still growing, then they're going to know, you know, that I'm being a fraud.
Well, yeah, and that's why I think it always goes back to when he shaved his head. Like, that was they had his back.
Britney Spears moment. So much so that there were guys that didn't know what was going on with him. But he's family. And a lot of times, man, you know how it is with family. You might not agree with some of the stuff that they do, but when they make a move, if y'all together, then y'all move together.
Yep.
And that's exactly what they did. Guys were still trying to figure out what was going on with Nick. I was concerned because that's the first sign of, outcry that something's wrong. And this team rallied around him, man, and they won games. And now we are here in Louisiana, and I'm losing sleep because we are here praising our birds and getting ready to win a Super Bowl, baby. That's what it's all about.
Well, to be clear, you're losing sleep on your own accord. I don't know.
No, it's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
No. So these old ass individuals.
Your teammates, your ex-teammates, what they do to you?
I ain't saying nobody's name, but I'm just saying they just act like that. They act like they're in their 20s.
They're not.
Time is passed us by.
You're not the man you used to be.
You know, it's funny. Like, I'm walking. Like, it's funny because it's like a lot of guys in here, Joe, and you see as we do the show and I'm yelling and I'm talking to people, is that there's a lot of people that we played against here, played with, that if you haven't seen them in so long, everybody's gray and everybody walks funny. And I'm just like, damn, dog, you got old. He's like, well, hell, you got old too. But I'm like, I don't remember. You know what I mean? We're having an old people fest.
Yeah.
It's an old people fest.
215-592-9494. Joe Gillian, old people fest. Hugh Douglas over here. Does Jalen Hurts need to outplay Patrick Mahomes on Sunday to be the best quarterback on the field? I believe so. Where do you come down? Let's go to Violet, who is in Virginia on WIP. Hey, Violet.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Violet. What's up?
I am so excited. I can't wait. And you know what? The only thing Jalen needs to do is not turn the ball over. Don't get sacked for, lost yardage. He will be just fine. Jalen is going to shine. And I wanted to touch on the whole thing about the 100 yards that the defense hasn't given up for Kansas City. And I actually spoke about this earlier in the other show. So I did some research. So you have the Bengals, the Falcons, the Chargers, the Saints, the 49ers, Raiders, Bucks. Guess what, folks? They don't have a Saquon. We do. We are going to kick some butt. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be a nail biter. But the Eagles can do this. We have everything it needs to win this. And the most important thing, we have chemistry. We have great chemistry on this team. And Jalen is cool as a cucumber. He is going to shine on Sunday.
You know what I like about our fan base, Joe? Is that we do homework.
Always.
We come with prepared notes.
Sometimes.
Most times.
Well, yesterday we did conspiracy theory day, so that was.
Well, and sometimes it gets a little, but that's all a part of being family. Like, all your family members ain't wrapped too tight. I mean, it's impossible.
In some cases, most aren't.
Yeah, it's just impossible. So that's basically what we're dealing with. We have some family members that every now, the unhinged ones call in.
Yep.
And we love you and we embrace you.
Violet, you're hinged. You're not unhinged.
Yeah, you're unhinged. Our unhinged family members.
Sorry?
It is what it is. Oh, not you. We were just talking. Me and Joe were having a moment. Not you. We're not talking about you in per se.
Want to play with me?
Talking
I'm
about
so
family
jealous
members.
That you're in New Orleans. I've never been. And I hope you guys have the time of your life. Here,
we are having a time.
I am going to meet you guys and have a drink with y'all.
Oh, we're going to make that happen. Yeah, Violet, we appreciate you calling in.
We've been drinking the whole time we've been here.
Yeah, that's probably need a little break after this week.
Nah.
No?
We got to push through. We got power through. We got one more night.
Well, we still haven't done what we said we were going to do. We have to have the hand grenade. We got one night to go. We're going to have the hand grenade. Hugh last night was, you know, went out with the old players and he disappeared and we didn't see him until 3 o'clock in the morning. It happens. It happens. Let's go to Frank in Abington. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Frank. What's up, Frank? What's going on?
Not much. First off, go Birds, baby.
Go Birds, Frank.
So. Pretty much what I'm going to say is I kind of agree on both sides here. And what I'm saying from that is I think Mahomes is going to throw a pick. I think Xavier Worthy is going to fumble the ball. I think Hurts is going to play better, but I don't really think we need Hurts to play better. I just want our defense to play great.
Well, so that, I mean, that whenever you bring the defense into this particular conversation, Frank, it kind of changes the bar, right? If the defense gets torched, then Jalen's going to have to do a whole lot. If the defense plays really well, which is what you're saying, then it's like he's got to do enough, right? He's got to play well. But whatever the bar is, he's got to go over the bar. And, heck, if we keep forcing turnovers, Frank, the way we have in this postseason, we're going to be in good shape Sunday.
Yeah, that's what we're pretty much banking on. Now, I think it's going to be a close game. I think by halftime, we're actually going to be down by 3-4. And I think in the second half, we're going to take over. We have a defense that adjusts. That's the best thing that I like about this team right now. Our Super Bowl, man, we didn't adjust at all. John Gannon, Reeves scored every possession they scored in the second half. I don't think that happens this time.
Well, it happened happened 2 years ago, and it even happened against the Patriots. We just happened to outduel them in that game. And, Frank, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, the adjustments in this game, Hugh, are going to be huge. It wouldn't surprise me, and this happens a lot in Super Bowls, if the first quarter isn't very high scoring.
It's
right?
Not.
You kind of feel it out. The whole day is weird. The day feels, as a fan, it feels like it takes forever. I can imagine as a player, Hugh, that game feels like it takes forever to kick off because it's at a weird time, too. It's not your standard 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock. It's 6:30. It's like the whole routine for the day has got to be weird for them into
a Super Bowl. And you have to do a good job of pacing yourself. And like I've always said, Joe, you don't want to play the game before you play the game.
Yep.
And that's the biggest thing. You know, like they say, you don't want to figure out the words I'm gonna say instead of
you self-editing.
Man, did I? But you gotta feel it. You don't wanna start before you finish.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good one. You don't want to start before you finish.
All the energy you have, you don't want to get rid of it early and then have none left.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a four-quarter game. Yeah, I get that. Let's go to Tracy in Berks County. What's up, Tracy?
Hey. Hi guys.
Hey Tracy.
How you doing?
Oh my gosh. You know I love you.
But
I have to go with you today.
See, now the voice of reason is reasonable. People are starting to call now. Go
is
ahead,
that
Tracy.
What it is?
Yes.
Yeah, Jalen has to have his best game, and it's going to be closer than I want it to be. But that's, you know, that's our Birds, and it's going to be fun. I'm still hoping to get to New Orleans. I'm always there in my heart and in my head, and so I'm still waiting to get there. My time is waning, though.
Oh, you got to make some time to get here. It is a cool city. It's my first time here, Tracy. It's the weather's great.
It's a lot going on.
Walking is cool. Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, I've been there several times, and I love New Orleans. And I don't need a ticket either. I mean, I don't know if you got any of my messages. Does that Odyssey feature work where it says send a message? Because I was sending you guys messages from all the tailgaters in Section 8.
We get all of them.
We don't check.
On the app?
I don't check.
You mean the app, the Odyssey app you were using the message?
Yeah, the Odyssey app. I'd go, I'm like, talk. I'd find out the theme of their tailgate, and I'd say, you want to be on the radio? Some of them would say, how long do we have to hold? And we'd chuckle. But Hugh, like the Westchester Whiskey Wagon, they sent a message directly to you. I had so much good stuff I was sending you guys. I don't
know
if
you want to.
Yeah, don't send me anything because I don't even.
No. It says on the Odyssey app. It says,
oh, yeah, I don't read my email.
Send a voice message.
I don't even read my.
No, they were voice messages.
It's a voice message.
We'll
put this on Kyle. Kyle needs to get you the voice message.
I already put it on Hugh. That's not fair.
We're placing blame on each other. I'm putting
all
it on Rod.
Lakin's on the hot seat. Tracy, good phone call. We appreciate it. Listen, she gets it. Jalen Hurts needs to outplay Mahomes on Sunday to win the Super Bowl. I feel like I'm speaking a different language here. It's the NFL. It's the Super Bowl.
I feel like it all depends on how you feel about the wording of what we're talking about. I don't feel like that's okay. I feel like people are looking for Jalen to do something that he hasn't been asked to do all year long. And to me, that sounds like we're losing. You know what I mean? Because it sounds like you're saying, oh, I need Jalen to throw for 300 yards. Jalen, how many 300-yard games has Jalen had this year?
Zero.
So we're asking him to do that. That's not in his comfort zone.
I'm just asking me better than Mahomes. Whatever Mahomes does, it's like you ever watch hurdles? They keep raising the bar. Whatever the bar ends up in the fourth quarter, you got to get over that last hurdle.
I just don't feel like that's what's needed to have success.
Let's talk to Zach in South Jersey. What's up, Zach?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, pal?
How you guys doing? I got a couple things I want to get off my chest.
All right, Zach.
Get it off your chest then.
What's that?
Get it off your chest. Come on, speak to us. Talk to us.
Well, you might not want to hear it, but the first thing I want to talk about is you guys are caller after caller calling in about Hurts, saying, acting like he's like a detriment to our team, saying, oh, all he has to do is not turn the ball over. Guys, he's outplayed Mahomes. First of all, he outplayed him in the last Super Bowl. He had four touchdowns. Mahomes even gave him props at his post-game press conference at the end. You guys rewatched that from that year? He basically said, I don't want this to get lost in the shuffle how well he played.
He played great. So, he for 95% of that game, he was outstanding.
Correct. So why you guys are acting like he's like he can't go out there and win the game? Like, he just has to – you guys are feeding into what everybody always says about the guy.
What are we buying into? Because we're saying the same things. You might not like the way that I'm saying it, but we're saying the same things. What are you talking about?
No, he's saying that you don't want him – all he has to do is not turn the ball over and we'll win the game.
That's any quarterback, though.
He's going to go out there and win the game.
That's any quarterback. If you don't turn – what has been the theme in these playoffs, sir? The theme in the playoffs, the teams that don't turn the balls over, they usually win, sir. All I'm saying is if he follows that formula – he wins the game. That's not diminishing.
Right. Now, before you go on, Zach, Hugh's right. Hold on a second, Zach. Before you go on, Hugh's right. But the Chiefs have been the exception. They lost the turnover battle to Buffalo and still won.
Yeah, but the thing is this.
It's a lot.
It's like I feel like you feel that by me saying that all Jalen has to do is be Jalen, that's being disrespectful. Jalen has played pretty damn good all year long because we're here because of Jalen. Do you agree with that?
Agree with that. That's why I don't think.
Okay, so how is it being
disrespectful?
Zach, it does feel to me that the callers are kind of lowering the bar a little bit. He just has to show up and not screw it up.
Yeah.
I think he's got to play really well.
He's just going to play well. He's going to do what he does. He's a winner.
He's a winner.
He outplayed Mahomes last Super Bowl. Nobody really gives him any credit for that. He gets crap on all year. I mean, give the guy some credit. Have some faith in him.
So, Zach, let me ask you a question. And I agree with your overall premise that he did play really well last Super Bowl, but he had a turnover. Mahomes didn't. And also, the second to last possession they had, when they had a 3rd-and-3 before they punted, where the Chiefs scored, Spagnuolo blitzed him. He didn't see it right, and they had an incomplete, and they had to punt the football. Like, when I say outplay, it's got to be the crucial moments, not just the second quarter. Like, I need him to – if the same scenario presents itself this time, he's got to convert a first down and not punt the ball away.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Y'all got to quit being so sensitive about this Jalen talk, man.
Have you been around here all year? Everyone's sensitive about Jalen.
Like, listen, the quarterback gets the most scrutiny. It is what it is. Now, it's up to you as an adult to understand what kind of criticism we are levying on him. I'm trying to, Joe, because I ain't got no sleep.
On WIP,
I ain't trying to get no sleep. But listen, everybody that critiques or talks about the quarterback ain't talking about him like he's a dummy or it's in a negative way. We're talking about football. This ain't got nothing to do with being personal. If Jalen goes out there and plays mistake-free football, that's any quarterback. He got a better chance of winning the game.
Of course.
That's all he's saying. So whatever you bring it, whatever hidden agenda that you have or whatever like that, that's between you and your maker. Don't bring that to me. I ain't got time for that today. I'm tired. I'm ready to do this show and get back to doing what I was doing later on this evening.
Having a drink?
Yeah, that's Spike's fault too, though, why he's standing here.
What did he do?
Spike's, you know, it's all that stuff that Spike tries to be a grown-up. He's not as grown-up as he pretends to be on the regular
basis. Most of us are not. And we're all pretending to be grown-ups. 215-592-9495. The idea of just mistake-free is not good enough for me.
Spike is not the grown-up that he pretended to be.
The idea... the idea of mistake-free is not good enough.
It's not.
It's not good enough.
There's your boy. Ain't that Puka? Ain't that Puka?
Is Puka here?
He look like Puka.
Is he tall? Puka's pretty tall. He
taller than that? Well, we are sitting down.
I think you're right. That is Puka Nakua. I'm going to ask Puka Nakua. He's not
Puka,
even on the show.
Like Puka. He kicked your ass a couple days ago.
Yo, Puka. Yeah. I bet your boy Stafford would have bad incompletion at the end. Should have threw it to you. You could have caught it. 215-592-9494. I go back to last year. I go back to the Super Bowl. Purdy wasn't bad. He didn't really make a lot of mistakes. But in the end, he didn't make the big throw. If you're going to beat Mahomes in a big game, you have to make a big throw at some point and win the game. That's what I mean by outplaying him. Like, I go back to the Super Bowl last year. I don't think Brock Purdy was bad. Brock Purdy was 23 of 38, 255,
no,
a touchdown,
no
picks.
It wasn't that clutch play.
It wasn't that clutch play. Exactly. And like, if he made it, they're the champions.
I feel like we have better clutch players in that moment.
But the quarterback's got to make the throw.
He's the facilitator. He's the magic man.
You know what I actually think about more than anything? Not his ability to make the throw, Hugh. I think Jalen, if he sees it and he has time, he's going to make the throw. You know what worries me more than anything?
Mm-hmm.
Spagnuolo sends a blitz and he's thrown off. And maybe he's doesn't set his feet.
He gets sacked. He doesn't see it coming.
Yep.
That's a chance that'll happen.
Well, Josh Allen, it happened to him last week.
Yeah, that's a chance that'll happen, but you have to be able to adjust to those moments. Just don't turn the ball over, man. If you got to eat that ball, that play, then do that, but don't turn it over.
Let's talk to Chuck in Mount Airy. He's up. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Dillio, what's the Dillio?
Hey, Chuck.
What up, man?
Hey, listen. Let me say this to y'all real quick. Mahomes ain't built like that, okay? And, yeah, Jalen got to outplay him, but it ain't going to be much he got to outplay. Mahomes is going to have the worst game of his career on Sunday. And I'm trying to tell two people, you know, I'm trying to tell people with two ears that would listen to me. This is going to be the worst game that Kansas City has ever played. And it ain't even going to be close on Sunday. You know what I mean? And listen, let me tell you something, man. Back in the day, you know what I mean? My uncle told me when, you know, Mike Tyson was going against Holyfield, right? Just switch it up a little bit. You know what I mean? And I'm a huge Mike Tyson fan. I was a big Mike Tyson fan back then. My uncle said, Holyfield's going to whip that ass. And you can count on that. And I said, Uncle, you're crazy. That's Mike Tyson. That's Iron Mike. He said, okay. And sure enough, when that fight happened, I couldn't believe my eyes when I was
He whooped
there.
Him. Yeah, he
Holyfield
did.
Holyfield was whipping him. I'm telling anybody who would listen.
Wait a minute, hold up, Chuck. You called the Mike. You called the Buster Douglas fight. You called that.
I called it. Yeah, said he would
that was great. That was crazy.
Yeah, the Buster Douglas fight was crazy. But I ain't called that. I mean, obviously, I was a huge Mike fan. I still am. You know what I mean? So I was like Mike Tyson out when he got out of prison. He fought Holyfield. I was like, yeah, Mike Holyfield. He gonna tear Holyfield up, and it didn't happen. Holyfield was a serious underdog in that fight. But I'm just trying to say that this ain't even gonna be close. Matthew Mahomes is gonna have the worst game of his career, and he's not historically good in Super Bowls. He had great moments, and to be honest with you, Jaden Daniels is not a better quarterback than Mahomes. I'm not saying that, but he was more of a threat coming into this NFC Championship game by the way he was playing, and we handled that very well. This defense is going to be on the money. Mahomes is going to be running for his life, and I'm telling you, he's going to have a few turnovers and a couple sacks. I'm calling it 38-17 Eagles, and I'm not just saying that because I got green goggles. I feel it in my soul. This ain't even going to be a close.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now we're talking, Chuck.
That's lofty, dog.
And so Chuck brought up a point that Mahomes, and good call, Chuck, hasn't been great normally in the Super Bowls. He's right. I do think it's a little bit skewed by how bad he was in the Tampa game when he had no O-line and he was injured because he was bad that night. The last year he had two picks, but he obviously had the clutch moment at the end. The Eagles game, statistically, he didn't have many yards, but he was very on point. And he did have a pick against San Francisco. He had a lot of yards, big throws at the end. Yeah, his numbers in the Super Bowl haven't been as great as his regular season or his other playoff games, but he's still dangerous, obviously.
It does take him a little while to get going in some of those games, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the San Francisco game, he had to come back.
Yeah, he started every Super Bowl he's played in slow.
Yeah, actually, when you look at his pass rating, the best one was the Eagles game 2 years ago. And that one, he didn't throw for a lot of yards. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We got Colleen Wolf coming up. We'll take your phone calls. A lot to do. Greg Olsen next hour. Does Jalen Hurts have to be the best quarterback on the field Sunday for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl? I believe so. Hugh doesn't. Your phone call's coming up. It is the Midday Show. 215-592-9494. We're live from Radio Row right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes. Behind every champion is a good night's sleep, a great night's sleep, as a matter of fact. Mattress Warehouse has helped some of the best on the field find their perfect mattress. You can do what with you can do this too with bed match. I did this, fellas and ladies. It's the only place. The only place you can get this done at is at the Mattress Warehouse. They take the guesswork out of the unknown with Mattress Warehouse's one-of-a-kind diagnostic sleep technology, developed by some of the world's leading sleep scientists. Others claim they can match you, in air quotes, but only Mattress Warehouse has technology backed by science with bed match to help you find the perfect mattress. I did this, man. It is amazing. You get on the bed and they try to, you know, you sleep, you lay there and you move around and it matches you with the perfect mattress. Plus, go to the Mattress Warehouse, you get a free adjustable base on select mattresses. Rest assured, because when you buy a mattress at the Mattress Warehouse, you have a 1-year price guarantee.